Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
Motorheads and gearbox gurus got to kick the tires and look under the hoods of hundreds of cars in Detroit at the North American International Auto Show. And this year, after a dismal spell when U.S. car companies nearly skidded into oblivion, automakers have something to cheer about. Sales are up. At this year's show, new hybrids of all sizes and styles took center stage, which is interesting because since they first hit the road about a decade ago, only about 2 million hybrids had been sold in the United States, just 2.5% of total car sales. And John Odell, senior editor of Green Cars and Fuel Efficiency at Edmunds.com, says half of the hybrids sold here are Toyota Priuses.
Prius has become synonymous in this country with hybrid. And a lot of people look at that and they go, wow, it is low, the market penetration. But it's only been in the last 3 to 4 years that there's been, that anybody other than Toyota and Honda have come to the market with hybrids. But the big roadblock is they cost more money than the non-hybrid versions. There's not a lot of savings when fuel is relatively inexpensive and when you can buy conventional engine vehicles that give you 35, 40 miles per gallon. You know, if you're having to pay $4,000 to $6,000 more for some of these hybrids, you could pump a lot of gasoline at $3.80 a gallon or $3.50 a gallon for $4,000.
I'm wondering, John, since these auto companies are producing so many hybrid models, do they know something that the average consumer doesn't because the sales figures have been so dismal?
I think what they know is that public policy is continuing to require better and better overall or average fleet improvements in fuel economy. And the most reasonable way economically that the automakers see that they can do this is to continue improving the internal combustion engine. And then even if they don't sell in huge volume, you provide the hybrid models that have a bigger jump than is required. And when you start averaging, they go a long way towards helping, pull up the averages from the bulk of your fleet, which will continue to be internal combustion engines of some sort or another.
But the public doesn't seem to be receptive to these cars.
Well, it's hard to be receptive to something. We're in a society that has used the automobile for about 100 years. We traded up from horses, and we found very quickly that the automobile gave us a lot of additional utility, a lot of additional functionality, and the price differential was worth it. Now we're asking people to trade a vehicle that works, a power plant that works, and a fuel that works for new stuff that comes with a lot of baggage. There aren't very many fueling stations for any alternative fuel. The vehicles tend to cost more, and at best they don't do anything more for you utility-wise than a gasoline vehicle or a diesel vehicle, and at worst they do less for you.
But John, don't think you'd make a great car salesman for Green Cars.
Well, I'd love to be a great car salesman. I have a Nissan Leaf in my garage. I have a natural gas Honda in my garage, and those are personal vehicles, not fleet vehicles. I bought them and paid for them myself. I think there's a lot of value in having them. I personally, I'm saving money driving and not having to go to the gas stations. There are natural gas stations in a lot of places. If you want to talk about savings, I pump it at home with a home unit, and I pay the equivalent of about $1.70 a gallon for fuel.
So, John, are you driving the future? Is your natural gas vehicle what we could expect? I noticed that you've been appointed to the National Research Council's Committee on Transitions to Alternate Vehicles and Fuels. Is that natural gas?
No. Natural gas will be one of the things. But there's a lot of work being done quietly now. It was noisier a little while ago on what they call drop-in biofuels, liquid replacements for gasoline, so that you can use the same distribution system. You can use the same kinds of cars with the same kinds of fuel tanks. And you're not asking people and society to make a quantum change.
But biofuels are still not ready for prime time. They're not pumping a lot of that because they're not making a lot of it.
They're not making a lot. The only thing they make is corn-based ethanol in any great volume. And it's quite possible to have effectively a zero tailpipe emission internal combustion engine if you have the right fuel for it. And so, you know, the engine itself or that technology should not be demonized because right now we're burning petroleum and carbon-based fuels because it is possible to run them on other things. And, you know, there are a lot of smart people working on other things to run them on.
John Odell is senior editor of Green Cars and Fuel Efficiency at Edmunds.com.